This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the U.S. works on its military withdrawal from Afghanistan, members of the global coalition fighting the Islamic State group met Monday to chart future steps against the extremist group. The meeting came just a day after the U.S. launched airstrikes against Iran-backed militias near the Iraq-Syria border. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Italian Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio co-chaired the gathering of senior officials from the seven-year-old 83-member bloc. Participants were taking stock of current efforts to ensure the complete defeat of IS, whose remnants still pose a threat in Iraq and Syria, and have shown signs of surging in parts of Africa. U.S. forces in Syria came under rocket attack Monday with no reported casualties, one day after U.S. warplanes conducted airstrikes against what the Pentagon called facilities used by Iran-backed militia groups near the border between Iraq and Syria. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the militias were using the facilities to launch unmanned aerial vehicle attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq. Independent researchers say the military takeover in Myanmar has given the junta full control of the country's lucrative and conflict-ridden jade mining. That control gives the junta the mining profits and leverage for consolidating power. Research group Global Fitness also says it has new report that fighting has flared around mines in remote areas, worsening instability in the region bordering China. Army and ethnic guerrilla forces have been fighting for years, but they had largely cooperated to share in profits from mining of the world's richest jade deposits. Experts say the February 1st coup has suspended those arrangements. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Chief is urging countries worldwide to do more to help end discrimination, violence, and systemic racism against people of African descent and make amends to them, including through reparations. Calls come from UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet in a landmark report launched after the killing of George Floyd in the United States. The report, a year in the making, hopes to build on momentum around the intensified scrutiny worldwide about the blight of racism and its impact on Africans and people of African descent. It analyzed 190 deaths, mostly in the U.S., to show how law enforcement officers are rarely held accountable for crimes against people of African descent. The slow work of sifting through the remnants of a collapsed Florida condo building stretched into a six-day Tuesday as families desperate for progress endured a wrench for waiting. The Miami-Dade mayor told reporters that the wait for news was excruciating for relatives. The work has been deliberate and treacherous. Just two additional bodies were found Monday, raising the count of confirmed dead to 11. That leaves 150 people still accounted for in the community of Surfside, just outside of Miami. Ethiopia's government has declared an immediate unilateral ceasefire in its Tigray region after nearly 8 months of deadly conflict as Tigray fighters occupy the regional capital and government soldiers retreat. Ceasefire could calm a war that has destabilized Africa's second most populous country and through the same in the wider Horn of Africa. Hundreds of thousands of people in Tigray are gripped in the world's worst famine crisis. Ethiopia says a ceasefire will last until the end of the crucial planting season in Tigray. The season's end comes in September. Britain has reported another nearly 15,000 COVID-19 cases in the latest 24-hour period, bringing the total number of coronavirus cases there to more than 4.7 million, according to figures released by the Department of Health and Social Security on Sunday. The country also recorded another 11 coronavirus-related deaths within that 24-hour period. These figures only include the deaths of people who died within 28 days of their first positive test. Figures came following four consecutive days in which more than 15,000 new cases have been reported each in a single day. In the past week, nearly 100,000 people in Britain tested positive for the coronavirus. That's an increase of about 50% over the previous week. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.